Episode 182 of the Drive-By Podcast, sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenette, voted Montreal's top bakery and pastry shop, best of, time after time, for a reason. They are simply delicious and the best. Five Montreal locations, St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West, and my home location on Taschereau Boulevard in Brossard. It's Les Délices Lafrenette. The views and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the speakers and do not necessarily reflect the views or positions of paid sponsors.
This is the Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by OwnSpace. Set to go. I'm Freeway Frank. This is the Tuesday edition. Hours, just hours after the most spectacular, probably celestial moment in our lifetime. I have to admit, I'm not all about the hype. I'm not the guy going to some, you know, big viewing party at a park, but we had a little viewing party in my neighborhood with several of my neighbors, some of whom are very close friends of mine. And so we had a great time. My mom came over with my sister. We had an awesome lunch. Then we took it to the street. And the kids had the day off from school. And I know I made jokes about kids being off from school. But if anything, I was criticizing the fact that, what, are kids so weak? And are we growing a generation of snowflakes these days? Is that our mission, to make kids so weak that they would have to take the day off from school instead of enjoying the solar eclipse with their schoolmates? But I have to say, it was a family affair on my street, and the kids had their glasses on and they were watching in amazement. And, you know, outside of that, they were also playing on the street, which is a good thing, better than the kids being indoors on their iPads or computers or whatever else they're doing. So it was fantastic for those reasons. It was really a family affair, and I felt like I didn't feel silly participating because, and I know a lot of people, you know, compared it to other moments in time when we all kind of like, you know, well, I didn't participate. But this is a moment that I think if people criticized it, then you don't know what you missed, because it was amazing. When we had the total solar eclipse totality, when that hit, it was incredible. Those 2 minutes were amazing. I put up my app to the sky to see the planets that we could see that were visible. It was just wonderful watching that for 2 minutes, experiencing the moment with my mom, who is hitting a milestone birthday a week from today. So it was just an amazing day, and I hope you didn't miss it. I hope you didn't think it was all hype. And yes, look, I'm going to be the first one to say I was going through some of the legacy media channels to see what they were doing, and CNN, not that I ever watch it, but I had to see what stupidity CNN would do and what fear-mongering they would do. But they made it into an event, and they were following it basically from Mexico all the way to Newfoundland. And basically they had cameras everywhere. The thing that I thought was absolutely ridiculous and moronic was they had their two anchors dressed. Again, this is journalism 2024. This would never happen back in the days of Peter Jennings, Dan Rather, Walter Cronkite, you name it. The biggest, even here locally in Montreal, Bill Hoagland. The days when we had just the most amazing journalists and anchors, people with actual credibility, this would never happen. Anyway, the two anchors on CNN, the main anchors, Brianna and Sanchez, whatever the guy's name is, well, she dresses like the moon, he's the sun, and then they're like props, and she's moving in front of the sun, her co-anchor, and then he's, it was just like, it was absolutely, they were like grade school kids. And I know this was a fun event. And I know on my street, we had music playing and we had food and drinks and it was cool. And I guess they were having their fun as well. But it's the stuff that I don't miss from being in legacy media. is this is exactly what would have happened if I had a morning show still. They would come up with some cockamamie idea. Okay, Frank, you're going to do this. You're going to say this. You're going to dress up like the sun. Natasha's going to dress up like the moon. I could totally see this happening, okay? And so I am not going to fully 1,000% criticize it because I was part of this for many years. Now, I never liked any of this shit, and I would say no to literally 90 to 95% of the stuff that was thrown at us. I would go, yeah, I'm not doing that. Same thing I mentioned a couple of pods ago about wearing heels. And, yeah, I'm not going to embarrass myself or mess up my feet for you. This is ridiculous. And just things that are pure stupidity, I would never have participated in. But there are things that I did do, looking back, that I shake my head going, yeah, I can't believe I did that. Can't believe I said that. Can't believe I participated. And we used to do this thing called, I think, bad boyfriend or bad girlfriend poker. And we used to, basically compare it to a hand of poker and talk about these things in steps that exes would do or boyfriends would do. And it was something that I never wanted to do. The only reason why I did it is because it was had something to do with poker. But I thought it was the stupidest shit. And that's the kind of stuff, basically, that radio did and radio still does, and TV as well. So when I saw this, I just shook my head and said, you know, this is the reason why they have low ratings. This is the reason why nobody watches anymore. Or you know what? Maybe the people that do watch, because there's still people that are watching, are the same people falling for everything that they're fed by these medias, hook, line, and sinker. Then we have our Prime Minister of Canada. No, not a day goes by when Justin Trudeau doesn't embarrass us nationally or internationally. This time he's on the roof of, I don't think it was the Parliament buildings, but wherever the PM's office is across the street, he's on the roof, he's putting on the glasses, and then all the joke memes come out where he's staring at the moon and he's staring at himself, so the blackness of the moon is him wearing blackface. You know, all the stuff that you would imagine would be lampooned because of our prime minister. And then he puts the glasses on and he looks down and he hears a whole bunch of people are yelling things, but he probably thinks it's, of course, people yelling, people expressing their adoration for him. And instead, you know people are just yelling into their megaphones and F Trudeau and all that. And what does he do? Of course, like he always does, I don't know, he's just like playing everybody for a fool, or that's just the part he does, you know, whenever somebody's yelling at him or says something, Justin, and it's followed by a whole bunch of profanity and he just waves. That's what he did. And of course, that's the part the Liberal Party X account and his X account put for everybody to see, him waving at his adoring fans, all the people that are going to be voting him back in, absolutely no chance next year. When that does happen, or when is it? Yeah, next year, almost 2 years from now, over a year and a half from now when that happens, unless the government falls. But what a day it was. Forget him and his stupidities, because he always has to take center stage no matter what. Even an eclipse, he's going to try to get in front of, in the sense that he's going to try to be, like, it's about the eclipse. It's not about you, but he's going to make it about him, because that's what he's all about. But this eclipse was fun. It was a day to remember, and I really hope you didn't miss it. If you're from Toronto, Southern Ontario, like my in-laws, they didn't get such a great viewing day. Count your blessings if you did see it. To me, it lived up to the hype. It was unbelievable. As I said, mentioned on this podcast, as a kid, I remember it. And I completely remembered, I was brought back to that moment. You know that eerie moment when it got dark and the temperature cooled down, it got cold, it got a little windy where we were. And it was an unbelievable phenomenon. And it brought me back to when I was a kid. I was like, oh yeah, I felt this before. And I know a lot of other people were saying they felt great energies. Some people were saying they felt negative energies. I didn't think there was anything negative about it at all. I think if anything, it was positive energy. And it was this day that you will probably never experience again, because the next one, at least, and not sure it's going to be as good as this one, will be in 44. And so this is it. And hopefully you didn't miss it. You sneaked out of work and you saw it. Days like this, for me at least, are special because it's our planet. It's our world. And it's a beautiful thing. Not the hype and bullshit and the fear mongering and this is going to happen in Armageddon and the rapture and all these videos you saw out there, all these TikToks, all these YouTubers coming out saying it was the end, the beginning of the end, whatever people were saying. Push that all aside. That's all noise. The beauty of just our planets, our world, the stars, the universe, everything was there. Whether you're a believer, a non-believer, it didn't matter. We're all together today watching this and thinking, when you just sit back and think about it for a moment, how spectacular our universe and our planet and our world, our planet, everything is, and what we have, and how we forget about all these things because we're always distracted by other things that we create, other problems that we create as humans. So that moment really kept you in the moment. It really did. It was real, and we were all in that moment, captured by this thing happening right above you. And I think it was important. I hope everybody had a chance to see it. I've had this conversation with so many people in the last couple of weeks. I don't know why it comes up. It's not like I'm rushing to the bathroom all the time because I need to take a crap or have a stomach ache. Those days are way behind me, and I'll tell you why. When I stopped drinking a certain drink about 10 years ago, my runs, you know, like as in when you have the runs, ended pretty quickly. Because if the drinks have fructose in them or corn syrup and all that, that's what was I guess, getting me sick and kind of upsetting my stomach. There is no worse feeling than having to go to the bathroom, okay, and you're not at your home toilet. So again, this conversation's come up so many times, I have to bring it up. And I know I've mentioned it at some point early on when I started podcasting. This has come up maybe even a few times, but maybe not as in depth as I'm about to talk about it. Now, we're all human. We're all people. We all, number one, number two, and for me, number three is the real bad one. That's when you know you only have a certain amount of time. Like, I know if I get this feeling in the pit of my stomach, I have a code word even that I say to my wife, and I'll look at her and I'll say Montezuma's, and she's like, oh, that's not a good sign. That means I have about less than 10 minutes in a panic to get home or to find a washroom, a toilet that is clean, because there's no worse experience than having to do that. And I don't sit. I don't know about you, but I don't sit on toilets anywhere. I hang. All right. I'm like literally, I'm hanging. Almost like I look like a chair. You know those chairs with two legs, and then it's two legs, but they have like two resting legs, and it doesn't go till the end, or like those modern chairs. That's me. I'm like literally hovering right over the toilet bowl because my ass cheeks are never going to hit the toilet seat. I think you know what I'm talking about. Now, there are a select few toilets that if I know are clean, I think to myself, how many asses have hit this? I know some people are going to wonder, Frank, you have an obsession with ass. The word ass comes up a lot. No, this is completely different. Ass conversation. So it's when you know, at least my mind works this way. Okay, how many people have sat down on this toilet? Okay, I could deal with that. Workplaces, I could never do it either because so many people. So many back ends hitting that, I couldn't do it. But if it's a toilet, like you're at somebody, for example, I was at my friend's house and it happened like about 6 months ago, and I had to apologize, say, I'm sorry, I have a stomach ache, I have to go. I know it's only him sitting there. I could deal with it. You clean it. Like, I don't know about you, but I'll take a little toilet paper, just in case, right? And I will put it under the soap, which is usually bacterial soap. And then, I can't believe I'm talking about this, but it's, listen, people are going to know exactly what I'm talking about. Maybe you do it already, you won't feel as bad. And then I clean the toilet seat, then I get a dry toilet paper or Kleenex and clean it up. Wait about a half a second, because literally that's about as much time as you have, and then sit your ass down. And there's nothing more comfortable than when that's happening to you, okay, that you're sitting down. But again, if it happens to you in a public washroom, I remember once it happened to me. I was on a vacation. I was in Italy, and I literally had to tell my cousin, stop the car. He stops the car like in the middle of a one-way street. I run out. I race into a cafe. They looked at me like there was nobody in this cafe. And I said, I have to use your washroom. And I went straight to the washroom. And he goes, you got to, no, this is just for customers, people who buy. I go, make me a coffee and I'll take whatever was there, a pastry. I was like, I'll take two of those. I rushed into the washroom, and it was just a complete and utter disaster. But obviously, I cleaned up after myself. I didn't leave it a mess. You know how sometimes you go into a washroom and you see it and it's absolutely dirty and you want to puke? So this washroom was pristine. And I make sure when I left, it was just as pristine. If I had to clean it on my own, I cleaned it. But, you know, again, it's a very, we're human. We all go through this. That's what toilets are for. But it's a very stressful event when that happens to you and you have mere seconds. Now, if you're somebody who just doesn't care, you go to any washroom and just do it. Like, I know there's some guys, like it's the middle of a hockey game, they go into a public toilet, you see them, they're sitting down. You could tell they're sitting down by the way their feet are, and you're looking at their feet under the stall. They're sitting on that toilet and they're crapping away, and every noise, it's disgusting. You're hearing every noise, and they don't care, they're just doing it. And again, power to those people who have absolutely no fear, no insecurities about it. They got to do what they got to do. But I'm not one of those people. I need silence. When I go in, I don't want to hear anything. I don't want to hear other people walk in. Other people walk in, I get all weirded out because I'm a home toilet guy. I'm not a visitor's toilet, okay? So if I'm on the road or anywhere on the road, I got to use a visitor's toilet. It's going to be bad. It's going to be bad. So these are the moments in life that I dread. But I've had so many conversations with people about this in the last little while that they've all said, Frank, you got to talk about this on your podcast because it's hilarious. And somebody was telling me, okay, now this is the part where I hope if you're going to eat, you're not going to eat till later, or you ate already, because I'm not trying to be disgusting, but I've had conversations with women, several women about this, okay? And no, none of them were, none of them. No, it's not my wife. And even though I've talked about all this stuff with my wife, but I had a couple of conversations with women about this. One woman who told me that her friend, now this is something completely different, but along the same lines, she felt like she was getting sick, like diarrhea was coming, and she thought she was letting out a fart, and she shit her pants. This is the most traumatic, and I know somebody else who told me they didn't make it, and they shat their pants. I don't even know if shat's a word. They shit their pants in the car, and it was horrific. It was a horror show because they had their friend next to them, and they were both laughing, but the person shit their pants. And this other girl was telling me about her friend, and it happened to her. She shit her pants, and she's like, gorgeous girl, you would never think it. And as she's telling me the story, I'm like, but what do you mean you would never think it? We're all human. Who cares? Gorgeous, unattractive, attractive. It doesn't matter. If you have to go, you have to go. She didn't know. She goes, she didn't know. She shit her pants. But here's the thing. When it happens, and that happens to you, I mean, how embarrassing is it if that happens, or there's some kind of leak or something, and you don't have that emergency pair of underwear? That's why it's essential, okay? I heard the story, I kid you not, and I have an emergency pair of underwear in my car now after hearing this story. Now, believe it or not, Freeway Frank doesn't go around shitting his pants very often. If not, it just hasn't happened. I can't remember the last time something like that happened. I know people, there's a whole sharded thing online, people talking about them sharding, which is similar. You think you're farting and you basically poop a little, but it's a little poop, not a complete diarrhea where you fart and you just let out. It's like Niagara Falls. That is not only, okay, forget the fact that it's disgusting, but it's that nightmare scenario, kill me now, slash my wrist. I just want to die. I mean, it's one of those moments where you just cannot be around people. I don't care if it's your significant other, whoever it is. So this other person tells me, another person, that's why I brought up this story, that it happened to their boyfriend. And the boyfriend, they were going home, and he's like, I'm not going to make it. And he pulls over, and he goes on the side of a building where no one was there. There were no parked cars. It was off the road a little. And he just pooped on the grass like a dog. And she was just horrified, she felt horrible. But then they laughed all the way home. The guy had no toilet. I mean, you have no toilet paper. So what do? If you don't have tissues, that's why you should always have tissues, at least Kleenex in your car. This guy didn't. He used his socks to clean back there. He used his socks, poor guy. Now, I'm not judging. I'm not sitting back here, because in an emergency, I would think to myself, I mean, this is a good learning experience, because I'm like, he used his socks. That's great. Would never thought of that if it ever happens. But look, I am so paranoid now. I have the emergency break glass now, underwear, just in case. But can you imagine, it doesn't matter, it happens to you, you're in somewhere, then you got to still go back to your car. You're going to throw out the underwear, right? And then you got to make sure you are so clean, super clean, because now you're going to be basically naked. Some people don't wear underwear. I don't know how they do it. So, anyway, point being is you still have to go back to your car to get the underwear and wearing your jeans over your naked self. So you got to make sure you're clean. But all this to say, this has happened to everybody on the planet at least once. I would be shocked if anyone listening now tells me this has never happened to them, not even one time. I remember talking about this before. It happened to me once in the ocean, the Atlantic Ocean. I had no choice. I couldn't make it back to the toilet. And I even felt bad about doing it in the ocean. My wife was like, why not? Who cares? Who's going to see you? And I went into the ocean. It was a clear blue ocean too. And that was the last time I recall it happening at that level. I had a close call about 2 weeks ago, but I made it home with lots of time to spare. I would be shocked if people have such a good stomach that this has never happened to them ever. I mean, it's impossible. You also get food poisoning. You also get stomach viruses. The norovirus will make you go and pretty quick. Sometimes it's nerves. People are doing a presentation. They get nervous. I mean, it's awful. It's just absolutely awful. Happened to my friend last summer, and then the summer before. We only golf once per summer together. It happened on the exact same hole at the exact time, on the same golf course, I kid you not, 1 year back to back. And it was after we ate after the first 9 holes. We had some hot dogs, whatever we had. So it was the hot dog that made him sick. And I said, the second time, I was like, are you sure? Last time this happened, remember what this? And he goes, oh yeah, I'm fine. It happened again. But the second time, he said, he had like this light bulb moment. He looked at me and he goes, bro, this time, and he opens his golf bag zipper, he had toilet paper. He goes, last year I didn't have this, but this year I brought the toilet paper. Oh, just in case. He had toilet paper. That's another great thing. to bring with you if you're ever golfing, doing any kind of sporting activity, have an extra roll of toilet paper, because the first time around, I think he was using leaves. Can you imagine the rash or the ugliness or what would happen if you're using leaves to clean yourself? But that's, look, I've been with people when it's happened to them. People have been with me when it's happened to me. It is the worst. I'm telling you, nothing worse. Can you think of anything worse? If you're in nature, in the middle of nowhere, you're in a hiking trail, there's no one around, there hasn't been anyone around for miles, you're in the middle of the woods, sure, it's awful, but there's no one around. So it's uncomfortable, but it's, you're in nature. But when there are people around, when people at the office, the washroom is close by, it's people see you go in there. No. Honestly, there's nothing worse. But the reason why I bring it up on the podcast is to say, I'm here with you. And if it's happened to you, it's happened to everyone. And there's nothing wrong with talking about it, because by at least talking about it, we could use emergency procedures just in case, to get ready for the inevitable when it will happen again, because it will. One of the things that when I came to this new studio, it's funny, the first thing I asked, because it's the configuration here, the layout is a little different. And I actually asked, I said, is there a washroom in this where I am, in this separate independent facility? And they said, yeah, of course there's a washroom. Okay, good. Because I was thinking that I would have to use the washroom in the main building, which is still pretty close. But I thought to myself, you know, God forbid I go in, there's codes, I can't get the code to work. And then I go in and there are people there and people see me out of nowhere, come out of nowhere. And I think of all these things. I always think of the nightmare scenario. I remember when I was doing a morning show with my former co-host, Natasha, and she knew if I ever ran out, sometimes it happened in the morning. In the morning would happen more often, but not very often. Maybe I would say about 2 times a year, but they were really bad episodes, and I'm sure a few times it happened to her, just as she had a classier way of notifying us, which was not telling us and just walking out of the studio. Whereas if it ever happened to me or any of the producers I worked with, guys, we'd be like, oh shit, like literally, and we'd run out, right? And I remember a couple of times telling my producer Tom, my producer Lee, like as I walked out saying, play an extra song, right? I might not make it back. And I said, whatever you do, don't go, you know, it's not like I didn't want them to turn on the mic and go on. It's just because I knew that we had another big segment coming up. And if I didn't make it back, it would be odd that they would be there. And then what would they have to say? Because our show was pretty authentic. Frank's in the bathroom. He's not feeling well. Oh, no, that wouldn't go over well. So just play as many songs as you have to, play them and I'll be back. But that was another crazy thing, because I remember sometimes you'd only have a couple of songs, and if you were ever in the washroom, they always had a speaker in the washroom so you could hear the music, and I'd have all the music I'd have this perfect sense of time, so I knew 4 minutes and it was coming down to the last chorus. And that was really good when you had to work alone, when you were alone back in the early days of radio, where you were doing the shift together, you had to mix the song. There were no computers doing it for you, and you had to get back. So if it ever happened, you had to run in. You had 3 minutes, and even though the toilet was just outside the studio, and then you had to run back and play, hit the song, and then run back out and do your thing, and or run back in. I mean, these were the times that we were living in. Not as easy as now, where literally you could even record something now if you had to, put it in, and the automation would play it. No one would ever even notice that you were in the can having a very bad moment, okay? So that's how times have changed for the better, I guess, for that kind of stuff. Because again, it doesn't matter where you are, what you do for work, whatever it is, the most uncomfortable, it's part of human nature, but it's the most uncomfortable thing. And you think that everybody's aware, everybody is seeing you sweat and pull the sweat and running into the bed. It's just weird. And I'm sure for women too, it has to be even worse, because a woman, guys are guys, right? Well, guys could always get away with saying stuff like, oh, I got to go, I got to take shit. But well, women will never say it that way. They'll always take the high road. They'll be classier. They don't want, you know, it's like, we don't know. It's like I could have worked with somebody for 10 years and never knew she ever pooped in those 10 years because she would never make the announcement. Whereas guys would be like, I'm going to poop. I might not be back. Woman, she would leave. That's it. And it was like, then you look at each other going, I think she's pooping. But that's how it went. I had to do something and play a little musical interlude, or else this would have been a weird transition. Episode 182 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices La Frenette. Simplement délicieux. Five great Montreal locations. Get your custom cake for whatever you're celebrating. Maybe it's a special moment in your life. You need a cake done your way, your style. They'll do it for you. Weddings. I've seen the most beautiful wedding cakes. They did my wedding cake 10 years ago. That's how long I've been going to Les Délices La Frenette. I know the family. They are fantastic. The original in St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe-Claire, Montreal West. And in Brossard, Anthony has done an amazing job with their newly expanded store, Italian groceries, deli, coffee. They have it all, and the pastries and cakes, of course. And everything you need as you're planning your parties on the weekend, any night of the week, go there. Bread, they have it all. Pizzas, check them out. It's Les Délices La Frenette. There's nothing worse, well, besides the stuff I talked about moments ago, but nothing worse than getting scammed. And when you know you're getting scammed, when you know it, but you're still participating in the scam for some reason, I'm not talking about legit scams where people are sending you, some guy from Nigeria sending you some link, and then you click on it, and next thing you know, you thought you were getting an inheritance of $2 million. If you are fooled that easily and you're not over 80 years old, I would worry. It's easy to get scammed sometimes by people who are pretending to be your friend. So it could happen. So I'm not going to judge, even though I sounded judgy there, but I'm not going to judge because I'm sure there's a reason why you would get scammed by some Nigerian guy sending you an email on Hotmail. But I mean like scams like Uber. What happened to Uber? When Uber came on, first came, you know, out, and I was using it, it was incredible. You were using it, it was like $10, $7, $8, tip if you want a tip, don't tip if you don't want a tip. It was amazing. It was a true alternative to taking a cab, which was overcharging. We know cabs have always overcharged, and cabs are dirty and older vehicles. They never took care of their vehicles, and now cabs have become better because they have no choice because of their competition, Uber. But now Uber, it's like if you don't get it at the right time, it's a high-frequency time, a lot of people using it, you get charged more, and it's like, oh, there's a big event happening in Montreal, i.e. the eclipse, and now it's going to cost you double, or it's going to cost you triple, or $20 more, $30. No, it's a scam. That just became a scam. The reason why it first came out, and the reason why it's doing what it's doing, that's regular people taking you around in their cars, was for a reason, as an alternative and a cheaper alternative to taking a cab or whatever. And now it's just not that anymore. Uber to me, in the times that I've used it in the last little while, you know, when I see the price, I'm like, oh, I'm horrified. I was like, what happened to Uber? It used to be so cheap. So those are the scams I'm discussing now. The scam of if you are still watching cable and paying for cable by any of the big cable companies, you're getting scammed. Point final. Simple as that, you're getting scammed. Because there's no way bundles. Who's still ordering bundles? Okay, if I get this bundle and that bundle, I mean, you got to be so old, you don't want to hear about new technology or how many channels you could get using this other service that some guy has, whatever. Or you have to be very close-minded to just keep paying. Oh, you know, I have it because just in case what? They're gouging you. Cable, it was the biggest ripoff all those years that we had no choice, and still is. Home phones, that's another one. I was talking to a friend of mine recently. I go, why do you still have a home phone? He goes, you don't have a home phone? I go, no. He says he keeps it for his alarm. I said, no, my alarm goes through cellular. Because if they cut landlines, if they cut your service, whatever service, cable service you're using, side of your house or whatever they do, you have no alarm anymore. But if you're doing it through cellular, they're not cutting anything. Unless it's somebody at the alarm company that's in on it, that's it. It's not happening. So why do you have a home phone? I remember up until a year ago, before my mom moved out of her place, she was paying, no word of a lie, $56 base for a home phone in 2023. Are you kidding me? What a ripoff. And these companies, knowing that they were doing this, and by the way, they know they do this to older people, seniors, they don't care. That's why these companies are evil, and that's why these companies, I am enjoying watching them go down like the Titanic. Long distance, that's another one. My mom was paying, she was calling Italy, and even though the deal was better, I mean, back in the day, to call Italy, it was nuts. They would literally barely speak to each other, relatives, because it was so expensive. And now it's cheaper, but still, if you call during the day, you still pay these high long distance fees, unless you're using a service or you have some package. These are scams. These are all scams that all, by the way, come to an end at some point. When everybody decides to cancel their subscriptions and their deals with these archaic ways of doing communication, right? It's just a scam. It's just like the reason why you could go to Europe this summer and get yourself a phone, just European phone, not use your North American phone, which you're going to be, by the way, dinged if you use it, or you get some kind of package that they give you that sounds like it's good, but it's not that good. And you go to Europe, wherever you go, and you could get a phone there because the competition is, I mean, anyone could have. There's so many companies out there, cellular companies. You could get a phone for nothing. So cheap. Then you realize you come back here and what the heck is going on? So phones, biggest scam. Cable, anyone who still pays, who watches cable? Who's still watching, turning on? Like I turned on today for the first time in months to watch the eclipse go from Mazatlan to Newfoundland as a background thing. But you know, unless I'm specifically searching for something on a local NBC station, I don't know. Or I'm watching my friend on Fox in Las Vegas, occasionally put it on to see him do his newscast or the weather, because he's my friend. I never turn on these stations. It's only what? Boomers and older people who still tune in. The evening news. Who watches the evening news? So therefore, any commercials that run through the evening news, especially local evening news, complete scam if those companies are charging big amounts to their clients. I hear all kinds of stuff. I hear that some are still convincing their clients and sponsors that these people are watching or listening, and others have just given up and they've gone to a lower price. They'll take anything. Just here, please. We need advertising. How much you want to pay? What can you afford to pay? Okay, give it to us. I mean, it's desperate times. Another big scam is the dealership. And I know I have insiders who tell me this all the time, people who I know, who say they have quotas. And you go to a dealership and they're going to do work on your car, whether you like it or not. And you better know what you're talking about, because they're going to convince you. No problem. Next thing you know, it's 1,000, then it's 1,500, then it's 2,000. That's how they keep maximizing their profits. So that's the biggest scam. So sometimes going to a local mom and pop mechanic, they're going to be more honest with you and tell you, well, this is all you need. And you're going to be like, what? No, not. You don't know how many times I've gone to my mechanic. My classic baby that is turning 20 in a few weeks. I'm doing a big celebration for my classic baby car. It's been with me for my journey. Even when I had other cars, whatever. This car was always there. I'm not going to drive it this winter. I'm going to leave it here, whatever. The mechanic tells me all the time, if you bring this to any dealer, you're going to get dinged. I go, I know. I used to bring it. I used to get dinged. He goes, yeah, it doesn't need that. You bring it in when it has an issue, and when I feel like there's something wrong with it, I'll let you know. Wow. Really? Yeah. Amazing. Incredible. It's incredible to me. People don't realize that that's a scam. That's another scam. There are so many scams out there. You know, it's the same thing. You could clean your own windows. Yeah, it's risky to climb a ladder and clean your outdoor windows. But some people are there to scam you and clean your windows and overcharge you. And other people, if they do it for a decent price, it's worth it. If not, I do it on my own. I just do it on my own. And I'm not paying $200-$300 to get my windows clean. I don't care what kind of professional you think you are. That's definitely overpriced. It takes not as long as you're taking to do it. And it's, okay, it's like it's dangerous. I got to climb a ladder. No, it's not. Okay, I could climb the ladder. Be careful. It's not that hard. But scams are everywhere. And I'm sick of them. Episode 182 of the Drive-By Podcast is sponsored by Les Délices Lafrenière. When you want the top cakes, the top pastries, bakery items in the city, cakes done right, perfectly put together, they look good, they make a bella figura, you go to somebody's house and it's impressive. They open the cakes like, wow, this is incredible. It tastes amazing. Not once have I brought a cake over to somebody from Les Délices Lafrenière to their home, or they've come to my home. Not once have they love everything because they make incredible cakes, pastries, whatever you like. They got it for you on display. Five locations: St. Leonard, Rosemere, Pointe Claire, Montreal West, and Brossard. Look through the glass to your heart's content. It's Les Délices Lafrenière. If you enjoyed this episode of the Drive-By Podcast, please 5-star it on Spotify or comment, review on Apple. Check out any of the past episodes with guests on the Drive-By YouTube page. I'm Freeway Frank. I'll catch you again for the Thursday edition. Ciao for now.
The Drive-By with Freeway Frank.
The Drive-By Podcast, brought to you by Own Space.